Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
After an emergency cancellation last year, we're back to racing at Imola for Formula 2 and Formula 3 this weekend. Welcome back to Formula Talk. My name is Seth, and it's just me today. Today, we'll be previewing Round 4 of Formula 2 and Round 3 of Formula 3 taking place this weekend in Italy. But before we get into this episode, we must thank our sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and the NHL playoff. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds, lines, and including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on all the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. And make sure you're following us on all social channels at Grid Talk UK to stay up to date with this show and also our sister show Grid Talk, which covers everything F1. So we're back racing in Imola after it was cancelled last year due to that horrible weather conditions that resulted in F1 and all the support races being cancelled and not rescheduled. Pretty much like due to the tight calendar of F1, it just was nearly impossible. So unfortunately, it was one less round for Formula 2 and Formula 3 than predicted. So for this preview, we got to look back into 2022, but first, some of the usual data. Both F2 and F3 actually started racing in 2022, so this is actually the second year on this track as well, so it's definitely going to be a new one for a lot of these drivers. It's also a very iconic track, so some have probably had opportunities whether testing or also racing in other series to be on the track. Otherwise, this sim is probably your best option. So with the circuit, it's just under 5 kilometers with only one DRS zone, which isn't much of a big issue compared to Formula 1. As these series cars, it's not make or break the power of the DRS, in my opinion. It is strong, but it's not as strong as what you would see in normal Formula 1 racing. The F2 track record is currently held by Yuri Vips with a 140.221. And then in Formula 3, Zay Maloney holds the record with a 41.410.80. Wow, it's been a while. The race structure is as follows. Formula 2 and Formula 3 both had practice and qualifying taking place on the Friday. In Formula 2's qualifying, the top 10 are reversed for the 25-lap sprint race that's taking place on the Saturday, where the top 12 for Formula 3 will be in reverse for the 18-lap sprint race also taking place on Saturday. On Sunday, where all the main points are given, Formula 3 will be racing first with a 22-lap race, followed by Formula 2 doing their feature race of 35 points, which is probably about 2 to 3 hours before the F1 race starts getting its coverage and goes racing. Fastest lap, as always, gets most points, and so does pole position. So let's look at the previous podium and poles. So in Formula 2, Yuri Vips took the pole, and current Williams driver Logan Sargeant was on the reverse pole for the sprint race. In Formula 3, Zay Maloney took the pole with Franco Colapinto on reverse pole. In F2, for the sprint race on the Saturday, it was Marcus Armstrong, who is currently racing in IndyCar, who took the top spot, followed by Jehan Deruvilla, who is also still racing, but racing in Formula E this season, and then Dennis Hauger rounding out the podium. Dennis, actually the only driver in the top 10 in Formula 2 at that time that is returning this weekend. So I think he's definitely going to be somebody to look out for this race weekend. In the Formula 3 sprint, it was Spyker Carl Pinto that took pole, with Victor Martins P2 and Jack Crawford P3, all of which are now racing in F2, and as well, the top six that finished in the sprint back in 2022 at Imola are all racing in F2. So again, something to look out for the F2 season. In the feature race, it was the 2023 champion of Teo Porcher that took the top spot, followed by Enzo Fittipaldi in P2 and Ralph Balchon P3. And then in Formula 3, for the feature race, it was Roman Stanek, Jack Crawford, and Isaac Hadjar. And again, all three of them are now racing in F2. So it's going to be very much interesting because these rookies are in Formula 3 are absolutely blowing us out of the water. We were not expecting how well these drivers are. They are beating and consistently beating some of these regulars returning back into Formula 3. Like, Simon Mentiloff is kind of a big one that kind of gets labeled. Lawrence Van Hoppen as well. Like, those two rookies are doing very, very well. The biggest thing is, well, because it's been such a big break, the last time Formula 3 got racing was in Australia. So that's a good couple months back. Some of these drivers have been taking place in different series. We had Freca that's now kind of started up. We've had some of the F4 racing. We had British F4. We had, I think, Italian F4 that's just started. We had Euro Formula Winter Series. Some have participated in the Formula E rookie test season in Berlin weekend that took place just this weekend. A lot of them have been doing other discipline driving, so it should be interesting, but there is some that have not, that are in that kind of top spots. Mini has not really kind of been mentioned in any kind of external racing outside of Formula 3. Bortoleto, I think he's been testing in one of the McLarens as he is the development driver, but again, I don't know full answers. But some of these drivers have not properly set in a racing condition car since Australia. So definitely going to be a really interesting weekend to see, and especially because this is only the second time ever that these support races have been at the Imola track, and it is very much an iconic track with everything that's happened over the years, looking at Formula One, looking at even some of the support series racings as well, because it is fast and it is crazy.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, sometimes. So should be really good. I am so excited to see it. I'm excited for everything to be racing back again. I am going to be camping out in my living room once again from pretty much Friday to the Sunday watching everything. And also Porsche Super Cup European level, I believe it is, starts their season as well at Imola. So that's another racing discipline to think of. You also have IndyCar. That is the month of May, so it is getting ready for the Indy 500. So we have qualifying this weekend, the same weekend as Imola. So much motorsport to look out for this weekend. So I am so, so excited, and I hope y'all pay attention, look to different podcasting so you can catch us covering the F1 race on Sunday. There's so many other different avenues as well for all the different racing disciplines. So I'm so excited. And it's a double header because we're going to Monaco next weekend as well. And we'll be previewing and reviewing Imola, previewing Monaco next weekend for Formula Talk as well. But let's look at the predictions, my predictions, because let's be honest, in Formula 3, it's anyone's to take. But I'm going to start with Formula 2. In Formula 2, I think Dennis Hauger will take pole, given that he has had probably the best out of the current F2 drivers on this grid opportunities in racing on this track. For the sprint podium, I think Zach O'Sullivan will take P1. Franco Colapinto, given how well he raced in Formula 3 back in 2022, will take P2, and Pepe Marti will take P3. And then for the feature, I think, because I'd always have to, Zane Maloney will take the top step, where Dennis Hauger cannot convert that pole to a win. He will settle for P2. Kushmini will take P3 for the podium, because he's actually been doing quite well as well this season. Very consistent so far. Now, moving on to Formula 3, and again, it is so random to think, because none of these drivers are really back in Formula 3. Also as well, Formula 2, they have their new cars as well, so they've not been on this track with this new development as well. And obviously, because it's been a year out as well, there's so much changes that have happened. I think there's like 3 different new gravel spots that are on the circuit as well. So it's definitely going to be a very interesting one to watch. It's almost like Australia pretty much all over again, where it is very much an unknown to some of these drivers, or most of these drivers as well. So no doubt a lot of them have been in the sims trying to run as much opportunities as possible. The practice will be a very crucial one. The weather looks good, so that's a positive as well. It looks to be sunny the whole weekend, so fingers crossed that goes well. Now, for Formula 3, I think it will be Italian Gabriel Mini taking it. With the sprint podium, it will be Dino Bonovic P1, Sebastian Montoya P2, and rookie Lawrence Van Halen P3. For the feature, I think it'll be Gabriel Mini, then Bortoletto, and then Leonardo Fornaroli. Be nice to have an Italian win at home with a countryman on the podium as well. Leonardo Fornaroli racing with under the Italian flag. And also Prema as well. It'll be great to see a Prema win. So I think that'll be quite a nice one to have. But again, for Formula 3, it's anyone's to win. So it's so hard to predict, because these rookies are absolutely killing it compared to these returners as well. And I think they've caught out a lot of people by surprise because of how good they are. And especially those that are also racing in other disciplines in the same season as well. They're getting the time on the tracks. So they're getting the development, the training, especially those that are also backed by the academies as well. So it's going to be a great weekend. Again, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. But let me know what your predictions are in the comments or at our social media channels at Grid Talk UK. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter. Just let me know what you think. But yeah, very quick episode, because we have a lot to cover in our next episode, reviewing Imola and previewing Monaco in a single episode. Hopefully, I'll have my co-host back joining with me, or maybe a surprise guest for our next episode of Formula Talk. But Formula Talk Season 2 is available on YouTube, where episodes are posted. Just search Formula Talk on YouTube to search with our 2024 season. If you've been a listener to our show last year, you know our sister show, Grid Talk. That's where you can find our back catalogs on YouTube, but also our back catalogs, previous episodes on Amazon Fire, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Music, Verbal, Pocket Casts. Just search Grid Talk to find our episodes and our sister episodes covering everything F1 related. And then please consider supporting the channel on Patreon, so we can get mic lights and better recording equipment. And again, make sure you subscribe to know when each new episode of this show is released. We'll be back soon with plenty more content, where once again, we will review Imola and preview Monaco. And that one is another great weekend to watch. I am so excited for that one as well. I'll be talking about it in depth in next Formula Talks episode. Thank you very much for listening to Formula Talk podcast presented by Bet Online. Goodbye.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.